Blog Talk Radio.
Sienna Radio.
I am all that God created me to be.
To know that Jesus is with you. He said in Matthew 28:20 that though I am with you always, even until the end of the earth. So no matter where you go, what you do, Jesus will always be there with you. And guess what? When he can't be there, I pray that God will send you some sister, someone to be there for you, to pray with you and support you and love you and encourage you, just like you need and when you need it. I just believe that God will always be there. I am your host this evening, First Lady Terry Stevenson from Hope Christian Center, where Pastor Tyrone Stevenson is our pastor. We are in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm so glad that you are here this evening. I'm so glad to be able to come with you. I hope you had a wonderful day. I don't know where you are, but we had a little bit of snow this morning, just enough to make it pretty, but not too bad to stop, shut us down. But I hope wherever you are, that you're really enjoying life and be encouraged. Because whatever it is, listen, you're still here, you're still going strong. So just enjoy life. I do want to apologize for the last couple of weeks. We've been having some technical difficulties with our Blog Talk show. We did do our Facebook Live show, but we were having some trouble with Blog Talk. So I do apologize, and we are working on that, trying to get that all situated and everything, you know. Unfortunately, there's some things electronically and that we cannot control, but those things that we can, I just wanted to let you know. I did get some words from people that they were not able to come on, so I wanted to make sure that I got on early enough to make sure everything was working today so that we can spend some time this evening. As we are now, this is the fifth Tuesday of the month. If, believe it or not, the first month of 2018 is almost gone. It is almost gone. I can hardly believe it. It seemed like we just had New Year's Eve service, and now that we are almost in February. But either way, I'm just glad that you are here. I had wanted to make note that the first Tuesday of this month we were having some difficulties as well, like I said. But we did not have the show, and I apologize. We did not advertise that we would not have the show that Tuesday, because we were looking at, and we've been trying to make some discoveries about what's going on with our show, and so we were having some discussion, and I would love to hear from some of you who are on the call. But we were having some discussion of making some changes in 2018 with our shows. Unfortunately, a lot of the participation of the show has diminished quite a bit. Not exactly sure why. I don't know if it was content or people losing interest or whatever. Or God is just, I believe that God is just calling us to do something different. I love this this venue of using Blog Talk Radio show, especially for those who are not on Facebook. This is just another means of getting the word out and spreading it. So what we're probably going to be doing is, and I want to let all our listeners know, that we're going to be doing some revamping of the show and of our time and making sure that we are putting out what is really needed. I'm not sure if people think that, you know, it's too much, too many days a week, a month, or I don't know. I would love to hear from you. If some of you would like to make a comment or a statement, you could please feel free to press the 1 on your keypad and give me your feedback. I would love to hear your feedback because this show is supposed to be more interactive, and I know that many people, some of you on, is so wise, and I would love to hear from you, but I want to know, is there something that you need? Is there anything that we could do differently that would please you? Maybe we talked about changing the time from 9 p.m. to 8 p.m. On Tuesdays. Tuesday seems to be the best day for us. I just want to make sure that we're getting the best out of it. So that we can all grow, we can all be better. I just want to encourage women. I just love spending time with women, so I'm open to doing it either way, any time, because if God has given me opportunity to be a blessing and to just talk and just so that we can just build on each other and encourage one another, I would love to do that. I have no hesitation whatsoever making changes. Change is good. So we've been doing it this way for over a year, almost 2 years. And so, again, I would love to hear from you. If anybody have any questions, comments, suggestions, just press the 1 on your keypad and we'll bring you on. And I would love to hear it. And today, what I want to do before we end is I used to have this prayer call, and we used to pray for all the men in our lives and the men of our lives and men that we did not know and our young men and all of our male counterparts, you know, our husbands, our sons, our grandsons, our bosses, our pastors, you know, wherever, you know, we just want to do that. And I still feel a pull and a call to pray for them because I think our men, they get such negative, they get so much negative feedback, but I don't think they get enough positive. And I want us to pray. I'm going to close out the show tonight at 9:30 with a prayer for our men because I just thought it was a powerful time that we were doing it, and I felt like there was a difference. We were starting to see change in a lot of the men in our lives and males in our lives. So it doesn't matter what their age. I don't know if it was a little baby that was male child that was born yesterday or today, or you know, it could be your grandfather, whomever. But we just want to pray for them and encourage them and be able to be their support for them and let them know that we do love them and we do appreciate them. And all of those who are not living as they should and being and exemplifying godliness in their lives, we pray that God will change them as well because we know that God is a powerful God, that He can change anything. I believe God. I just believe God. I do believe the Word of God. And I believe that Jesus has the power to change. Jesus has the power to deliver. He just has the power. It's all in His hands. And I believe that if we just pray, we just ask God for change, that He will change. We can't do it, but we can let God know that we want him to do it. We can let him know who we wanted to do it for. We can just be that sounding board, that intercessor for them, that they might be able to grow and to develop and be better men. And the older ones will give wisdom, and the younger ones will want to learn wisdom from the older ones, just as it was. And I just want us to be able to do that and to just grow and just and be there for our men. And I just really want, I encourage all of you, if there are any, I'm sorry, so if there are any men in your life, pray for them, support them. If there are some that are acting that, you know, way out of character, then let's pray and ask God to make that shift and make that change in there, for them to be more godly. And I want us to keep them in prayer as well. I know I used to do when I did the show when we was praying for our kings, and I used to call it Kings and Kings in Training, because our kings are the wiser ones, and our kings in training are those who are learning. My husband and I have a son who is 9, will be 10 next week. Believe it or not, my son will be 10 years old next week, and he's our king in training. And I thank God for a man in his life. And now, you know, even at 10 or 9 and a half, as they say, sometimes they think they know everything. And but I just believe God, and I thank God for him having a male role model in his life. And for my husband, who did not have grow up with his father, to be it's just a testimony of how powerful God is, because even though he didn't have one, he became a wonderful father. So it just goes to show you that God can change anything, and there are no excuses as to why we as women, we our men, cannot grow and change and be who God really wants them to be, despite what your home situation is like. Now, I do agree that some of them need more love and support and guidance than others, and that's clear. But I want us to just be in prayer for them. That is one thing I want to do tonight. I really want us to pray for them, like I say, because I know that tonight, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be making changes. So I want you all to make sure you subscribe so you'll know when we're on. You should get a notification when we're on the line, when a show is about to begin, or for any reason we don't have a show. I want you to be able to know that as well. So please, please, please make sure you subscribe to the show so you can get all the updates for us. And I think there's many of you for praying. I ask that you all will pray for us as we make changes to the show and make sure. And maybe again, I want to know that as well. But as we're talking about our men, as we prepare, I want us to, if anyone, let's see, I'm trying to pull my scriptures up here. As we're going to take some time to pray for our men tonight, our males and our kings in training. I want us to remember and that Genesis 1:27 said, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. I want to pray also for our males who are struggling with their sexuality. I want them to, our young men are struggling in their sexuality. Our young boys are struggling with their sexuality. And for whatever reason, except for that the enemy is trying to come and destroy and to change and make this a common, acceptable part of their lives. And we all know that God created them in his image, and he set an example for us. And I just pray that, you know, everyone wants to be loved, and we're going to love them no matter what decision they make and what they decide as far as their sexuality. But we're going to love them anyway. But I just want to pray that, because I know we talk, we have these conversations, but our young men and our young women, it's difficult for them. And I know that there's something, some reason why they feel that way. I don't know all of them, but I know there's some things that they will justify. But I just want us to pray for them, all of them, because God created male and female so they could procreate. And replenish the earth, and he set the example, and I just don't want any. I don't want us to turn our backs on anyone. But that's why I think we should pray for them, and that's the area I want for us to pray for them for tonight, for today, specifically. Genesis 2:18 said, "Then the Lord God said, 'It's not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him.'" And then God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up his flesh at that place, and he did it for a reason. He did it for the purpose of making sure that he would be able to make a woman for him. Amen. And so I just want us to pray for them tonight. I just ask that you will all just turn your hearts to God as we pray. Heavenly Father, I come right now in the matchless name of Jesus, just glorifying your name because you're so wonderful, you're so awesome. And Lord God, we come before you because we know that you're all powerful. You know all things, you see all things, and you can do anything. And Lord God, I come right now lifting up our men, lifting up our young males, lifting them up, God, asking in the name of Jesus that they will come into the full knowledge of who you have made them and why you have created them. And Lord God, we just want to ask that you will be the focus of their life, of the men in our life, Father God, those who are on the call, as they are calling out men right now, as I'm calling out mine, Lord God, I'm calling out my husband, I'm calling out my son, I'm calling out, Lord God, all my nephews on both sides of my family. I'm calling out the men in our church, Lord God. Lord, I'm just calling out the young men in our church, the babies in our church. Father, you have brought many young new babies into the lives of our church. And, Lord God, I pray that they will stay focused, Lord God, on you. You will give them godly examples, Lord God, of a godly man in their lives. And I pray in the name of Jesus that I pray for all of those who are not married, that, Lord God, you will send them their wives, that, Lord God, you will teach them how to treat their wives, that, Lord God, you will stir up their spirit every moment, waking moment that they choose to misuse, or abuse, Lord God, your daughters. And I pray that you will talk to your sons, that you will heal your son's heart and their hurt, that you will guide their hearts to the cross, dear God. And Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will forever get the glory out of their lives, that you will help us as women, you will help us as wives and mothers and grandmothers and sisters and friends, Lord God, to be able to turn our heart and our mind to them, Lord God, and pray for them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that you will help them to be comfortable in their sexuality, that, Lord God, that they will not want to be what you now have and not called them to be, that they will not want to be more of a female. They will not want to dress like females. They will not want to be with another male, Lord God, in an inappropriate way. But, Lord God, we just believe in you. We stand out because, Lord God, we know we have to take some bold stands. And I know the topic in which I'm praying for is not a one that is common, that is not confrontational. And Lord God, this is not to be confrontational. This is just to make sure that we all, Lord God, just live for you, that, Lord God, we be who you called us to be, that we will manifest, that your power will manifest through us, Lord God, that you will give us your grace and your mercy, that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bring the males and females together, that, Lord God, that you will bring attraction to the opposite sex, Lord God, so that night may be able to come, and Lord God, and procreate, Lord God, and Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will heal the broken hearts, that you will heal the broken minds, that will cause them to seek after something or someone that is not intended for them. And Lord God, we just believe you. I love you, Lord God, and I trust you. I trust your word, and I stand on your word, and I activate your word in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, according to John 14:14, because, Lord God, I believe you hear our prayer. I believe that you are here, Lord God, and I believe that you are going to touch all of those who are with us, Lord God, all those men and all those men and all those kings in training. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I praise God for you. I honor you, dear God. I honor you, dear God. I honor you, and I honor you, and I honor you, and I thank you. I thank you for hearing our prayer. I thank you for hearing our prayer. I thank you for hearing our prayer and manifesting your power in a way that we could never, ever do. We can't change their hearts. We can't change who they're attracted to, but you can. And I ask you, Lord God, that you would do it now, that our young men, that our kings will grow up to be rulers, that they will not be dictators, that they will be rulers, and they will rule well, that, Lord God, they will be rulers in their community, they will be rulers in their home, but, Lord God, they will be rulers. And I thank you for an opportunity to turn our attention to them, to be with them. In the name of Jesus, I glorify you, I love you, and I thank you. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to thank all of you who are on. I want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight and being with me and joining your prayer faith with my prayer faith. That we're praying for our kings and our kings in training, that we're praying for our men and our boys, that Lord will change their heart, and that they will see and respect those that are in their lives. And that, Lord God, I thank you, because we need them to be men. We need them to be leaders. We need them to stand up and take a stand for what is right, although it's not popular. But, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for each one of you who are on tonight. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for taking time to be here. And, again, if you might see me or you might want to email at Syana, S-Y-A-N-A, at hopetouch.org, or you might want to leave a comment or however you want to let me know, I would love to get your comments. I would love to get your comments. We will be on next Tuesday. We will be on next Tuesday, and we will continue next Tuesday. I feel a call upon the Spirit of God to continue to pray for our kings and our kings in training. So we will be praying next week. And I would ask that you would join us and that you would ask any female that you know to join us as we pray for our kings and our kings in training. Because I believe this is a time for us to stand and to grow and to pray. It is a time. And I believe that God will hear our prayer, that he will manifest his power, that he will hear us, that he will deliver our men and our young boys. Because our young women need men after their own hearts. And we will also be praying sometime for our women because they need to be women after God's own heart. And I know that and they need to be prepared as well. So, again, I want to thank you. I know we're closing out just a few minutes before, but I do ask that all of you, that you would turn your attention and to the call. And I do, again, I apologize for the last couple of weeks. And but I appreciate your support. I appreciate your love. And I ask that you will be able to lift us up in prayer. In Jesus' name, God bless you and good night.